line. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is? It's time for real talk. I'm your host, Ms. V, out of the D. I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. If I'm going to apologize if I scream loud in y'all ear. I am having a horrible anxiety attack. Oh, this damn game is tied. I have it on mute. I'm, like, scared to look at my TV. I don't know. I'm a big Detroit Lions fan. Oh, my God. We're down to a minute 40. It's tied. I am scared to look. I'm hoping we get a field goal. I'm really hoping for a touchdown to just make it damn near impossible. But, oh, Jesus. Like, maybe I should turn away from this because now it's 2:11. Maybe I should turn this off for it. No, I can't turn it off. So this is like the train wreck that I go through every Sunday. If you guys did not know I was a big Lions fan, this is what I go through. The game is still on. I literally am in my office doing this show. I have my, you know how you put like a shield up on your hand to like shield what you're looking at? So I'm having my hand shield my TV. I'm just like, I'm having like the worst anxiety attack that any football fan could ever have. I kid you guys not. I know that's not how y'all wanted to hear the show start, but shit. This is why we call it real talk, because this is what the fuck I'm going through today. I'm having the worst damn anxiety attack that I could ever fucking have in my life. Goddamn Lions. Now they're fucking 3rd and 12. Like, this shit is, like, throwing me. As a matter of fact, let me just, I was trying to cut it off then. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
I just turned it off. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna keep that out there. I want to say happy Veterans Day to all my veterans, my brothers and sisters, to all of the businesses that were generous enough to give us meals yesterday. I think that generation of veterans think that they are entitled to it. When I first came home from the military, they didn't acknowledge us. If you, up until probably about 10 years ago, we really didn't get acknowledged. It was another day. It was a day off work for a lot of people, but the acknowledgement was not there. So the businesses that are actually acknowledging us by giving us a free meal, I want to say thank you, because you don't have to. For those of you who don't, for those where you veterans who you weren't even born in the 90s, let alone came out of the military in the 90s, understand that being a veteran was almost like wearing a scarlet letter on you. Because I did not get a veteran's plate on my car until about 15 years ago. And the reason why I did not have a veteran's plate was because when people saw that I was a veteran, for one, a lot of people, well, I think that I've had a veteran's plate. No, I've only had it for about 15, almost 20 years. I haven't really had it a really long time. But for one, and I'm bringing this up because I think it's important to say, as a female veteran, I really don't get acknowledged. And even when I was getting the free meals yesterday, it was that look of, oh, you're the veteran. Like, yeah, I'm a veteran. And when I first got my veteran's plate on my car, I got pulled over by an officer who told me, it was so nice of your husband to get this plate on your car. Do you know what it means? And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, I really do. Here's my license. And he came back, and he was like, oh, you're the veteran. No shit, Sherlock.
Yep.
And it's just amazing because they run your playthrough first, whatever you get pulled over. I don't care what state you're in. So they know whose name is on the plate. The funny shit was that when he looked at the name, and I will not say my actual name, but my name is not a common female name. And
no,
he was just like,
it's not.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the thing. I can verify your name is not a very common name for quite a few people, period.
I know, period.
So,
but when people see my name, they automatically assume that I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, I've gone through that. I'm cutting my TV back on. This anxiety is going to kill me. just losing my mind. I'm a glutton for fucking punishment.
And I would like to say thank you, Miss V.
Wait a minute. I think we won. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did we win? Who won? Okay. Y'all know I turned this off. We must have got up our field goal. I think we won. Yes. 41-38. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Greg understands my anxiety. Greg knows what type of fan I am. So if y'all think that I'm joking about my anxiety about this, no, I'm not. I really did cut my TV off. Greg will tell you I'm not lying about that. Even though he's not here with me, he knows me well enough to know if I say I cut my TV off, I really did cut it off. That's why I really had to cut it back on. So,
I mean,
yeah, that's how bad my anxiety is. And Greg got a text message from me last week. He can attest to how big of a Lions fan I am. Greg, you can't describe that text I sent you. Because that's, you know, it's not anything provocative or anything. But Greg got a text message from me, and I'll let him describe the text message that I sent him last week.
Oh, man. I mean, I fell in love with it. I never knew that you could get a TV icon and have Lions printed on the side of it, and the colors. So, here is, it was Snoopy on top of his doghouse, and it was blue with the lion's name and the logo on the doghouse. Now, that is very, very effing impressive to me that you can find something like that with a Peanuts character. I mean, it's like, holy shit, I love it.
And he didn't know what I was sending him. All I sent him, I didn't forewarn him, and I just sent him a damn picture. He didn't know what that picture could have probably been some provocative shit. He would not have known what it was because I didn't even forewarn him. I just sent it to him.
Nope. Yeah. She just sent it, and it was like, fucking cool.
And he's in my front yard. He's blown up. He's an inflatable. He's an inflatable in my front yard. So.
There you go.
And for anybody who want to know, you can get one, too. Actually, at Fanatics.com, all of the teams don't have it. But like the Lions have, quite a few teams have Snoopy on top of his doghouse with their logo. But like, when I saw Snoopy, I had to get that shit. People probably I paid like $130 for it, but I was like, I don't care. That's Snoopy, and he's celebrating the Lions. He's got a football in his hand. It's Snoopy.
that's actually a pretty good price. And from what I saw just on
and
the pic,
it's 5 feet tall.
That's a good size. It's decent. I mean, it's like, damn, that is big. Because I can see in the background, judge it off of the house and what's around it. It's like, damn, that's a big one.
Yes. So if you guys ever had any doubt about what type of fan I am, like, literally my anxiety, and I had FOMO today. because so many people are in LA, like, posting videos and shit. And I'm like, God damn. You know, and me and my daughter, we're like, before we, like, we've always been fans, but now we're considered super fans because we joined the groups of the other fans. So it's like when I say we have fucking FOMO, we're like getting messages like, yo, wish you were here, wish you were here. People like sending us messages. Like before, people didn't know. They was like, oh, we see you, but they didn't know who we were. And it's like now when people see us and shit, they be like, oh, it's you. You good. I'm like, damn. I miss you.
Yep.
Like it's a big difference. Like when you go from fan, like you know you're a big fan on your own because you every fan thinks they're like the best fucking fan out there. That there's nobody like you. But when you get into these really big fan groups and people be like, yo, what's up? We see you. We see you. You know, people will, we go to shit and people like, we didn't know you were here. I mean, we go to stadiums and we actually find our people. And when I say our people, you know how they say you'll be looking for your people? We be like, yo, we got our people here. We ain't worried about y'all. My daughter was getting videos sent to her today from people who went to L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, during the game, like that first touchdown, I got the video of it. The daytime.
All right, now, for everybody listening, you know Miss B has done military service, and the way, you know, she might have been in war and has PTSD, probably not on that part, but when it comes time for the Lions and that team, she will have PTSD.
Yes, I will.
And it's short-lived, but that's how you would actually look at Miss B and her team, the Lions. So,
if you follow me on Instagram, I haven't been posting a lot lately, and there's some stuff going on. I'm not posting. I keep meaning to post, but literally, I ain't gonna lie. When I'm like out, I've really been forgetting to post, and then some of the shit is just not. I don't like the way I look. That's the best way to tell. I don't like the way I look, so I haven't been posting. It's not anything else, but like I was shopping yesterday. And I say, I know y'all be like, but it was Veterans Day, Mr. Yeah, I went and had my meals that was offered. But also, one of, to tell you how big of a fan I am, we have, you know, you have the national chains, but then you have some local stores. Here, and I'm going to give them a shout-out because I love this store. Here in Michigan, and it's more in the metropolitan Detroit area, we have a store called Fanatic U. All they sell is sports stuff, like the all they really sell is sports apparel. And it's not just any old sports apparel. If you're not a Michigan team, let's be specific. If it's not U of M, Michigan State, the Detroit Red Wings, the Detroit Pistons, or the Detroit Lions, you cannot find it there. I like, because I went to Eastern Michigan, and every now and then they'll get some Eastern stuff, but really it's the really top-tier stuff that they have. So yesterday, and the reason I'm giving them a shout-out is because yesterday they were giving veterans. On a regular basis, they give a 10% discount to veterans. Yesterday, they gave 20%. So,
oh, damn.
This particular store knows me very well. Again, you can tell I know the store because I know the name of it, but, they moved one location to another. So I was up in there, and I literally do not go into this store because I can shop the Lion shit, like, all day long. So I went up there in there yesterday because I was in New Orleans, and I got more shit. I'm like, I went in there for one thing. I was looking for a jacket because I really don't wear jackets. You would think that I had issues because I don't wear jackets to games here. And I don't wear jackets to games because we have an indoor stadium, and by the time I get from my car to the stadium, I'm really warm. Well, when I get into the stadium, because we have a dome and they keep the temperature really good in our dome, like sometimes I'll be wanting to strip. I'll be like, damn, it's hot up in here. And then it's not because of menopause, because my daughter, who's much younger than me, people around me, they be like, damn, did they cut the heat up? That's how we be going. So So when people say that, you know, there's a stereotype that white people don't wear coats in the winter. But let me tell you something. Detroit Lions fans don't wear coats in the winter when it comes down to football. And it has nothing to do with race. You could just call us, and I'll say football fans in general. Let me just not even say Detroit Lions fans. Football fans, unless you're at an outdoor stadium and it's wintertime, really don't wear coats. I can tell you that even when we went to Green Bay, I didn't wear a jacket, but I did wear Under Armour. I'm big on my Under Armour. I wear that whenever I go to games.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I think the last time I wore remotely close to a jacket may have been when I went to the Cleveland game, and that's because that game, it was raining, and I actually had on Detroit Lions raincoat. That was probably the most clothes I've ever worn at a football game, and that was because it was that cold-ass rain, but then it didn't rain the whole game. But when I went to Chicago, I was just layered up. That's the outdoor stadium. Green Bay, it was actually really nice as hell in Green Bay. I just wore my Under Armour, but I really wasn't cold there. But and I didn't, when I just went to that game that we won't talk about in Baltimore, I didn't wear a gear either. So, and that's the outdoor stadium. So when I tell people, football fans do not wear coats. Real football fans. I'm not talking about these fair weather people who go to a game here and there and don't understand. Real football fans who tailgate and shit don't wear coats in the wintertime. I think it could be fucking butt nasty cold. It could be probably cold as hell. We will not have a jacket on. Every now and then you'll see somebody, I mean, if they're really, really, really underneath, they will have a jacket on. But you get a person like me, get some fireball up in my system. I literally the last tailgate I went to, because it was cold outside, but I knew I was not going to put a coat on. And again, this is how well known I am. I went up, I was like, yo, I'm looking for some fireball. They was like, we got you, how much you want? And I have a cup, I walk around with a cup. This is how big I am. Well, not me, a lot of people walk around with cups. They was like, you want some in there? I was like, yeah, can I get some here? And they was like, tell us what. I was like, I don't need a lot. I just need, I got to get the burn in. Anybody who knows me, you know, I don't drink dark liquor, but I will drink me some Fireball.
Oh, yeah. Fireball is, oh, man, it's awesome. I mean, I enjoy that. I mean, hell, if I go to a bar here in Oklahoma and OU is playing the Sooners, every time they score a touchdown, you get a shot of Fireball free.
Oh, so I have to come hang with you then for that. You just have to take me back to my hotel in one piece. Because I'll drink some Fireball. Y'all know, I drink Fireball and I drink tequila, but like all these other liquors, I will say I do have that random drink that I never know what I'm drinking. The only place I drink random alcohol that I don't know what I'm drinking is at the tailgate that our group hosts.
Yes.
Because first of all, when you're passed a bottle around and I say what's in that, they said either you're going to drink it or you're not, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. I'll go on and take a shot. So
exactly. Exactly.
That's how I be rolling. But, so as y'all can tell, my anxiety has gone down because the Lions won. But back to what I was saying about veterans. Because this is really serious. For you new age veterans, and I love you guys. I love you unconditionally because you are a veteran and you took the time to serve. But understand that the things that these meals that we get, they didn't acknowledge us. And I had to fight tooth and nail for my benefits that I currently receive. I had to fight for respect. As a matter of fact, being a veteran was looked down upon. I've had people look at me and tell me that I don't deserve some of the things I have because I'm a veteran. I bust my ass. Don't nobody give shit to me. And there's not a fucking veteran out here that I know that has had anything given to them. And we have senator's, like, her last name is Duckworth. She's a disabled veteran. She's either a double or a single amputee, and that came from service.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of people in Congress that truly did serve. I mean, really serve. Dick Cheney was the last person. Was it Dick Cheney or is it the other one I'm thinking? It's one of two senators that are no longer with us that were former military that really
John Cheney? He was
Dick
representative
Cheney.
Out of Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, Dick Cheney. He was
no,
a veteran.
Not Dick. Not Dick.
Not Dick?
Well, he might have been. He might have been a veteran, but it's John out of Arizona. He's already passed.
Okay.
He was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and his arms or one arm was jacked up. I think it was, damn.
But either way, we don't have, just to let you know how we really have not been respected. And there are still people, I say this every day, there are still people who, when they find out I'm a veteran, I get the look of, if looks could kill, I would have daggers in me. And
oh, wow.
I want people to understand, there are still people out there who really don't like the military, even within my own family. I mean, everybody knows I'm a veteran. What you guys don't know is that my father was against me going to the military.
Yeah.
My father was very anti-war. And
yep.
I had to make a choice. I grew up in Detroit. I was not born here, but I grew up here. And even though I grew up in a good family, I still didn't have the advantages I would have had if I were not a black female. And a lot of people that I grew up with, especially back in the 80s, and I say this, and for anybody who knows me, don't call me, don't text me, because odds are if you're listening to this show and you ain't saying shit to me, you probably still shouldn't be saying shit to me. So when I say what I say, take that shit and just deal with it, because I'm going to say it and I'm going to keep it real.
Amen.
When I was growing up, a lot of the females that I was around, regardless of what their income level was, were getting pregnant and they were ending up on public assistance and they were not going to college. I saw the group of people that I was around, which was not a bad group. Let me say this. These were not bad people. These were not people who just went out there doing stuff, but it was part of what was going on in the 80s. And I realized that if I did not get out of here, I would have been part of that group, and I wanted more than that. I did not want to be a teenage mom. I did not want to wonder who my children's father was or hope that my children's father would take care of them. And I just didn't want that.
Yeah.
That was something I did not want. I did not grow up in a household like that. But in the 80s, it was more prevalent. Again,
yes.
If you know me and you're listening to this show and you decide you want to say something to me, don't even step towards me, because odds are if you're listening to my show and you have never spoke to me in the past fucking 20 or 30 years, don't decide you want to say shit now because I'm calling out the truth. That's how we grew up. Deal with it. We cannot change the past. We can only change the fucking future. I decided to change my fucking future by not living in my past.
Bingo.
Get over it.
Yep. And see, this is one thing I started doing this year is if I see a guy or a woman wearing a military hat and just says military, army, whatever, doesn't say what war, I will go up to them and say, excuse me, sir, shake their hand and say, thank you for your service. Now, also, if he is wearing a Vietnam veteran hat, I will go up to him and do the same thing and say thank you for your service and welcome home.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, when I came home, I actually came home at the beginning of Desert Storm. And when I went into the military, we were in a lot of conflicts. Grenada was going on. People in it, you know, what gets me, they don't talk about the conflict in Grenada that was going on. As a matter of fact, when was the last time we heard anything about Grenada? They don't talk about how we were over in Panama fighting with him. Most of the last time somebody talked about Panama. You know, we were down in Central America dealing with a lot of stuff in Nicaragua and El Salvador.
Uh-huh.
We don't hear that shit no more. And this is the stuff they don't talk about. But we have military service people in these areas. But let me rephrase it. When I was in the military, we had people in these areas. I'm pretty sure we still got some people in Panama. I really can't speak on Grenada or Central America. And, you know, we have gotten our nose so much on the other side of the world that we forgot about taking care of home, in my opinion. Because the reason why we were in Grenada and Panama is because that's close to home, and we were trying to make sure we took care of home. Now we too busy getting in everybody else's fucking business. But that's another day and another topic for me to get into.
Now you were in Kuwait?
No, I did not go to Kuwait. They wanted to send me to Kuwait. I found the way not to go. That's the best way to put it.
my ex-wife did service in Army Reserve there in Kuwait.
It was not a pretty thing, and that was all. Believe me, we were hearing about what was going on in Kuwait, and I was fortunate enough to, when I was told that I was on the list to go to Kuwait, I found a way to get off of that list.
Yes.
A lot of people will not agree with the way I got off of it, but I did not do it intentionally. Well, let's rephrase it. When I found out I was going to Kuwait, I was 7 months pregnant. And I was told that once my child was born, I would be, after I came off my maternity leave and everything. And that's something I was not about to do. I was not about to leave my newborn.
Yep.
And really, I was going to have a toddler and a newborn. I was not about to leave my two toddlers, my newborn and my toddler, here in the States.
Yep.
And I went to Kuwait. I legally did it, so before anybody says anything, yes, everything I did was legal and by the book, and the military stands behind me 100% for what I did, but I did not go.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it there. I did not go.
I had another friend go to Kuwait, and he came back, and they both came back, of course, because I married one of them, but they will not talk about anything that happened in wartime, unless they want to tell you. My dad, same way, he was in Korea, and he will not talk about it other than the only thing he would say was, I was over there with Hawkeye and BJ.
And I tell people, we don't have conversations. And, like, I look at people, I tell everybody, the people who went in after 2000, you guys had cell phones, you had camera phones. See, we don't have pictures from when we were, and I'll tell everybody, I don't have any pictures from when I was in the military. That's a rarity. The pictures that I have are me in uniform. My mother has some pictures that were taken of me. No, I was actually I went to the Navy ball a couple of times, but those were the pictures that we have. We don't have, like, for one, where I worked at, there's no way we could have taken pictures. I was in a very secure facility. Even if we would have had cameras, and I say this, even if we would have had cameras, we could not take cameras. We could not take pictures inside those facilities. We could not take pictures of where we were. I know somewhere around there are some pictures because my mother did come to visit. I think she took some pictures while she was in, she came overseas and visited me. But when I tell you, like, the pictures that people, I see so many pictures of people in combat uniforms, and I look at them, and I'm like, do you understand how lucky you are? Because all I have is the memories in my mind. And actually, I really wouldn't want, I'm going to be honest, I would not want the pictures. I'm going to be very truthful. Yeah. I would not want the pictures. And when people say, you know, people say, oh, I got these pictures, I got these pictures. Yeah, more power to you.
Yep, I agree.
I'm glad there were no cell phones. I'm glad because
at least I, first of all, I learned the value of money because a damn long-distance phone call from Okinawa to the United States, shit, we paid. I was paying $20 and $30 to talk home for a little bit less than an hour. It was
expensive. Yeah.
But it was worth it, you know. I was worth it. It was worth it. But you also valued those conversations. You valued getting letters. You valued getting the pictures that you got. You valued those things because you weren't just on the phone every day.
Yeah.
You know, you were like, okay, let's talk. And it's just a big difference, you know. But the biggest thing is I want people to realize that there are female veterans. I'm one of them. I'm one of a whole lot of us. When you see a female veteran, understand that, for one, it's hard as hell being a female veteran. And even within the ranks of being a veteran, like I've had men, I get more respect when a man finds out what I did in the military, but until they find out what I did, a lot of them assume that I was a yeoman or that I was a MS. And for those of y'all who don't know what those two things are, yeoman is basically a secretary. MSs are cooks. And there were quite a few female that, and we didn't do, they didn't do combat. I was neither one of those. I was in a very highly classified position. I still am under contract with the United States government. You know, I tell everybody I take my contract every year very seriously, my 99-year contract that I signed. You know, and if anybody understands what a 99-year contract is, it's basically your life.
Yeah,
so I do tell everybody I understand my 99-year contract. I don't discuss a lot of things. I do tell people who ask my rating and they'll understand what it is, but it's funny because when people find out, they're like, oh, shit, you want to know. You know, I've been called military names that do fit the position, and people laugh. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, you know.
Oh,
but I also tell
yeah.
people there's military lingo, and I want people to understand this. If you've never been in military, don't walk up to a Marine and give them a box of crayons because you will get cussed out.
Oh, yeah.
I, on the other hand, can't walk up to a Marine and give them a box of crayons. And there are some jokes that civilians find offensive that we say to each other.
Oh, yeah.
That we feel like this, we are not politically correct. We don't apologize for not being politically correct.
Uh-huh.
We know we say shit that's not politically correct. But we also, if we find that we offend one of our brothers or sisters with our language, like if someone says, hey, you know, I found that really offensive, we don't do it to them. Just because it's part of our language, like, and the one thing, and I'll tell you that a lot of people find offensive, I think it's actually funny, but I think because I came up in a different time. Anybody who's ever dealt with women in the Navy, the nicknames for women in the Navy were called waves. So when I was in the military, because I was actually stationed in Florida, and anybody who knows about being stationed, like, on a coastline beach, this is a Florida and beach city thing. It's not an all-over-the-country thing. But when you live in, like, these beach cities, they have T-shirts that nobody else will have, and they have shit that you'd be like, okay, I understand it. I'm sure they probably got them in Hawaii because they do a lot of surfing there. But when I was in Pensacola, there was a lot of shops that sold T-shirts, and there's a T-shirt that said Catch the Wave. So anybody who knows what Catch the Wave, first of all, I want everybody to understand what Catch the Wave means. Catch the Wave is a surfing term. They're always catching waves. I took it to be a bit. I took it and took it to a brand new level. So the shirt had Catch the Wave on the front of it. I took it to a print, well, you know, a T-shirt shop, because it already said Catch the Wave on the front. I said, I had the guy put on the back of it, Catch Me If You Can. Back then, no one got offended. Now, if I still had that shirt, people would be offended because they'd be like, what the fuck, that's so offensive. I thought it was quite funny. For one, I was in Florida, so nickname for females in the Navy was Wave. Catch the Wave.
Yep.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
First of all, I wear shirts, but I wear shirts right now. Anybody who's ever seen them, and they're all over the place. When you talk about female runners, I have a shirt that I wear when I'm working out, and it says, yes, I run like a girl. Catch me.
All right, now, Air Force.
I have another shirt that I wear that says, run like you're being chased like by a dinosaur. So nobody finds that shit offensive. I mean, when somebody says you run like a girl, I'd be like, thank you very much. Yes, I do.
Yep. And see, that thing, I mean, Air Force, they the women were known as WAX.
Yeah.
I believe.
And I forget what they're called. I call them bougie. That's what I'm always. I have.
Yeah.
My
and see, Air Force, I think it's, WACS, WAX.
Regardless of what they're called, we call them bougie. We call them bougie and we call them lazy. And for anybody who understands, it is a military thing. The Air Force is the only branch of the military that really doesn't do PT like the rest of us. Like, their females, when they were in boot camp, got a chance to do their hair and wear makeup. No other branch of the military is allowed to high curl their hair and wear makeup, okay?
No.
But they do in the Air Force.
I agree. I mean, Air Force is a little different compared to the Army, Navy, and Marines because it was started, Air Force didn't start until after or at World War II. And Army, Marines, and Navy were long before that. So,
we call them bougie. They don't have to run. They don't. I tell everybody, I was like, I've been looking at them. I literally, and one of my best friends, she's former Air Force, and I was like, can you do a push-up? I was like, and I said, let's not ask if I can do a push-up now because I'm 55 years old. I was like, but can you do a push-up when you were 20? I said, because when I was 20, I was pushing out, I want to say 25 push-ups in a minute. Which is a lot.
Oh, big time.
And that's the average.
I was doing 25 push-ups in a minute. I was doing like 80 sit-ups in a minute or 5 minutes, however we had to do them. I want to say we had 5 minutes to knock out our sit-ups, and we had 15 minutes to do our mile and a half.
Yeah.
And now I don't think I could do it. I'll be honest. I probably cannot do a mile and a half in 15 minutes. I probably can because you know that I ran my marathon. I ain't ran in a while, but I do knock out. Maybe I am because I'm doing almost, I'm doing a little bit less than 4 miles in 70 minutes. So I'm probably doing pretty good. I might not be doing like what other people are doing. I'm probably doing 20-minute miles. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, put it like this. When we go for a walk, you better be able to keep up with the pace. Let me bring in Randy. I said, my anxiety is good now, so we ain't got to worry about me having another anxiety attack. not for another week. Hey, Randy!
Hey, beautiful. How you doing? Happy day after Veterans Day to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
I had a horrible anxiety. You are very welcome. I had a horrible anxiety attack earlier. Oh, Dan Campbell is live. My, if I was young enough to have children and he was single, my wannabe baby daddy is live. Okay. Because he's talking now. So that's what y'all hear in the background.
Mm.
I had my anxiety attack. Okay.
Oh, congratulations to your Lions today.
Yeah, they really wanted to find out if I wanted to join Fred Sanford and what's his wife's name? Because they was giving it to me. You know how you used to grab the couch? And he said, I'm coming with you. I had that serious anxiety attack.
Oh, yeah. Mm. She definitely was, Randy.
Yeah. Did you? I was watching a football game last night. Let's see, Oklahoma.
Yes.
On Fox. Did they kick butt? I must have fell asleep at the end of the game.
Oh yeah, they definitely kicked butt. And it, yeah, 40. Some reason, 49-17, something like that. Yeah,
it was
a good comeback for the Sooners from losing last week.
That was a blowout game, man.
Oh, big time. So yeah, there's like Texas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Basically, 3-4 teams are in a shootout for the Big 12 championship with Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting here in about, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all have 2 games left. And then it's the Big 12 playoff, SEC, Pac-12, Big 10, I mean, all that. And
the
I know
bowl, that Alabama, let's talk about the Big Let's talk about the Big Ten real quick.
Is Michigan part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they
are.
They
look fucking
Maryland's
look
part
fucking
of Big Ten,
good.
Too.
All I can say is that they need to just leave, and y'all know that I'm not a Michigan fan. So let's take that quick. We all know if I'm going to root for one of the two teams, I'm going for the green and white, which is doing shitty this year, so I ain't got to worry about talking about them. My daughter is a Michigan fan. My son is a Michigan fan. I don't know how the fuck I got Michigan fans. I didn't raise these children to be Michigan fans. I don't know why the fuck. I guess because I got some relatives that actually graduated from Michigan. I keep trying to tell them to go for the green and white. I've been the green and white my whole damn life. Well, as long as I... And I'm in green and white only because my high school is green and white. So I could not see going to U of M when my high school that I went to was a Spartan. I mean, literally, we were the Spartans.
Why the hell would I become
a Wolverine? And we were green and white. So, and I'm here in Michigan. Yep. It's not like I was outside of the state. So I ended up not going to state because I couldn't afford it. I went to Eastern Michigan University, but again, I say with the green and white. I'm green and white. Y'all know I am. But I can't say, I want everybody to understand, y'all need to just sit back and let Michigan do what the fuck they going to do. You know there's an old saying, let them dig their own damn hole. Let them dig that damn hole. Because it seems like the more y'all come after them, and I'm not talking about the people on this call, but the more that these people come after them, for whatever they may or may not have done, because, again, we don't know for sure definitely. There are accusations. It's just like in a court of law. There are accusations, but there's definite, there's like, no, you definitely did this. You know what I'm saying? It seems like the more y'all come after them, the more they come back and kick people's asses. So
the better they get.
I'm like, you know, let them dig their own fucking hole, because the more y'all come after them, the more they come back and kick y'all ass. They act like the fucking Wolverine they are. Everybody know what a Wolverine is. It's like a fucking cat. Okay, and it's not a nice cat. It's a damn wild-ass fucking beast. Let them motherfuckers be, because they're kicking, as they say, they're kicking, what is it? What's the old saying? your number, say, doing something and taking them. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I know. Well, that's funny. They suspended Harbaugh for 3 games. Guess what? The assistant coach came through, careful, everything, and said, this one is for you, Coach Harbaugh. And it's like, we're going in attack mode, so fuck y'all.
Like I said, I don't know what the fuck y'all, I would let y'all, see, it's just like when they fuck with the Mayans. Oh, now they got the sun god up there. Now, this is who, if I could pick a child, like if you could pick your child, this is the child I would pick, the sun god. And he was at home. So, if anybody don't know who the sun god is, number 14, I'm going to say, well, I actually wear his number. I have a couple of items that have his number on it. But he's a beast. All I can say is thank you, Detroit, for pulling this shit out, because you motherfuckers gave me a heart attack today. I knew I was going to come up. Y'all know that I had. But you know how Fred Saxon said, Elizabeth, I'll come up with you. That's how I was feeling today. I was going with Fred Sanford and Elizabeth today, because, shit. They found out what it took to give a person a heart attack. And I very seldom, normally I turn off the Lion fan when they just doing shitty because I'm tired of it. I had to turn the bitch off because I was having fucking anxiety. I had a feeling they was going to get that field goal, but then also, I was getting pissed because I was like, why the fuck y'all letting L.A. come back? It shouldn't have been that goddamn close. I know a win is a win, but I would have liked a better type of win. They did a lot of fucking up.
Well, hey, Cleveland did the same thing.
Cleveland kicked. First of all, Baltimore deserved their ass kicked because Baltimore should have never left Cleveland in the first fucking place. So Cleveland had paid for Baltimore. Leave the fucking Cleveland and go on to Baltimore. To that fucking stadium that don't have sensors on the toilets. For it to be a newer stadium beat in the fucking 90s. Baltimore need to be ashamed of themselves.
Hey, Randy.
So Cleveland needed to beat Baltimore's ass.
Hey, Randy, I am sorry I brought that up.
That's all right. I'm just looking at some of the stuff right now.
It's like, wow.
I mean, the fucking Colts went to Indianapolis, okay? That's fucking Baltimore's team, the fucking Colts that went to Indianapolis, okay? Let's just call it the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
The Tennessee Titans are the old Houston Oilers. I looked it up. They actually retired the Oilers, man, because I was trying to figure out what happened to the Oilers. And instead of them doing a expansion team and making the new Houston team the Oilers, they retired the name, which I thought that was kind of fucked up because I would have liked to have seen the Oilers. You know, instead of what they're called, the Houston, you know,
Texans.
Houston has a team, the Texans. But it would have been nice to have another Houston Oilers team like they did the Cleveland Browns. You know, I think the fact that when Houston went to Tennessee, they literally just said, fuck it, we're going to retire the Oilers' name.
Yep.
I like the Oilers. I'm not going to lie. I like the Oilers' name. I've never been a Texas team fan. But I grew up with the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Oilers, you know.
Yeah.
And now you got the fucking Texans instead. If they were to retire, it would have been nice to still have the Houston Oilers.
That's the same thing. Every team that has moved, you've got Baltimore Colts that moved to Indianapolis. They kept
in
that
the middle
name.
Of the night. That is,
they did.
We had to find that out the next day. We were sleeping.
Houston went to Tennessee. They changed names. Then also. Who else?
Baltimore.
Okay. Now,
That's how they got the Ravens.
Ravens, yes. Now, also, you look at basketball. I mean, Oklahoma did the same shit in basketball because it was the Seattle Supersonics. Now it's Oklahoma City Thunder.
Hmm. Never heard of them.
And the...
My son used to live out of Oklahoma City, so he's taking pictures with the Thunder.
New Orleans, what was their name before they had to change it back to, or change it to Pelicans because North Carolina or whatever had that name?
I can't remember.
That's me.
But, you know, it's like, you know, when they do this, and now, and I want everybody to take, listen to this really clearly. Don't think that the NFL is going to Europe and Germany just for the hell of it. They're trying to see what fan base they are because they're going to have team. They're actually going to try to get teams over there so that it could be the international football league. And I can tell you firsthand, and I will tell you wholeheartedly, there is a gentleman who is a diehard Detroit Lions fan, and he's from England. He lives in England. He does not live in Detroit at all. But he comes to about 4 or 5 games a year. And he said that there's actually a big Detroit Lions fan base of people who were born and raised in England, never been to Detroit, that are Detroit Lions fans. And because we were asking him, because we're going to end up going to, we haven't had a overseas game in a while. When we go, we were like, okay, who do we hang out with? How do we act? He's like, oh, we got you. And he's part of the group that I'm part of. So, again, like, yeah, your girl going to be like, I'm going to England. I'm going to know how to act right. I'm going to know how to not go to jail, you know.
Hey, trust me, Ms. B, if the Lions go to England, I mean, anywhere, trust me, you got to go.
Oh, we're going. We already said, and we haven't had an international game in about 6 years, so it's almost time for us to be back in that rotation. We thought we were going to be in the rotation this year, and we were glad that we weren't in it because we're kicking some serious ass. I ain't going to lie. We're kicking some serious ass. This year's supposed to be kicking ass. We kicking ass. I'm not mad about it. So, and it has allowed us to see plenty of games. I mean, literally having FOMO today. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, would I be having FOMO about the Lions? I would have been like, yeah, I'm a Lions fan because I've never said I'm not a Lions fan. But this is FOMO that I'm having. I'm like, shit, being on that super fan level is a big difference. Because I really do, I have serious FOMO. Like, I haven't even looked in the groups today. My daughter is getting all the messages from the groups that we're in. And I'm like, yeah, I can't even look in the groups. I did cuss out one of my best friends, though. She's in a text message because she doesn't live here in Michigan. And she is going to be home the week of Thanksgiving. And whenever she comes to town, there's a group of us. We're like the, I won't say girls club, but, you know, we're like really, really good friends. We're all coworkers, but we're all over the country or former coworkers. And she's in a message from the fucking damn Lions game talking about getting the lunch and shit. I looked at that. I said, I know. And I called her out. Normally was fine. I called her out by her name. I said, I know you are not sending text messages during the game. Yes, I will be there, but I know you're not sending text messages. She started laughing. The whole group started laughing. I said, I'm taking your Kool-Aid away from you.
Ms. Reed, let me ask you something. What you think your Lions are going to have a winning season? You predict whether we go into the playoffs?
Wait a minute. I gotta stop you, Ms. Did you say do I think they're gonna have a winning season?
Yeah.
We're 7-2 right now. We're already winning. So I'm sorry, but I had to stop you.
That's like, no. I did wrong choice of words.
What I meant to say was,
do you think with the Lions playing it good as they are right now, can you see them in the playoffs?
Yes, Yes, we're going to the playoffs. Last year I predicted wild card and we missed it by one game. Fucking Seattle did that shit for us. So y'all know I predicted wild card last year. This year, we didn't got to worry about wild card. We are taking the NFC North. We're going to fucking have our banner. NFC North champs. We're taking the NFC North. But,
I mean, Lions right now, I think,
are
one,
if not
two.
We are number two in the country. We're right behind Philadelphia.
Yes.
We're number
yes.
two in the NFC. We are not worried about where the fuck we're going. I mean,
okay.
ready, but just like Baltimore is sitting at the top of y'all, top of the AFC, the Lions are number two in the NFC. I hope you don't have to fucking play you bitch asses again, but I'm not going to take nothing away from Baltimore either, okay?
Yeah, well, sorry. I mean, my Eagles, they're pretty strong, but they are off tonight. Got a bye.
Bye week.
Yep.
Yeah, we had a bye last week.
Wait a minute. We didn't have a bye. We should have a bye week this soon.
Yeah.
I thought y'all bye week was earlier in the season.
No.
Well,
he played 10 games straight.
Eagles beat Dallas last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And Dallas right now is kicking some fucking ass. But they're the Giants that they're playing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the opponent. I mean, it ain't like they playing the best people in the country.
No.
But shit, the Chargers almost beat us, so we can't say shit because that game should not have been that fucking close. But that's what we did. Now, guess what? But y'all, do you want to hear something? According to the point spread, it was fucking because we were only 2.5 points on the point spread. So we actually did the point spread. But we beat by 3. The point spread was 2.5. So not bad, I guess.
Yeah.
At least we fucking won. Barely. That shit shouldn't have been that damn close. I still say that. But I'm just...
Yeah, right now, Michigan looks good. So does Florida State.
What was up with Penn State and that Michigan? Penn State looked like shit. I was like, the Nittany Lions looking like this? I had to question them. I was like, I had to make sure that I was watching the damn Big Ten game and not a MAC conference game. I was like, yo, y'all playing the MAC? I thought the Nittany Lions were top 10. You know, Big Ten. I'm serious. I was like, because I kept seeing Penn State, I was like, I know that's supposed to be a good school, but the way they were playing... I was like, and I know Penn State, there's another school in Pennsylvania that's also a Penn that plays on the MAC. So I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm just like, I'm good. But you know what? What's even better is that this show is almost over. Again, my anxiety has come down. We fucking won, so I ain't got to worry about waking up to the damn bullshit on the news in the morning. I ain't waking up on Monday morning to the news. Because they can dog us the fuck out. I mean, if they can dog us out, they take us to a brand new level of dog. I mean, they call us, we worse than the scum on, the Detroit Lions are worse than the scum on the Barney Machu when they lose. Even when they haven't missed winning season. If they would have lost, they would have been like, see, same old fucking Lions. You know, they're not going to say that shit in the morning. So with that, I'm going to tell everybody have a great week. We're getting ready for my phone Thanksgiving, so we got next week's show, and then I think we offer. I'll have to check it. No, we got another show. But either way, talk to you next week.
Bye.
Yeah, guys. Make it a good way.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.